Happy Tuesday. As I mentioned, I've got interesting stuff to talk about this week in the Taiwan special because, I was just recently in Vietnam and, I had to go there for Taiwan government law, legal visa stuff to apply and whatnot. You know, something interesting happened while I was there. No, I don't know that I'm going to tell. Hold on, I need to situate myself around for this because this is kind of a interest. Well, I'm not sure if or when I want to tell the full story. Because of respect, I kind of want to write a letter to Taiwan's government first. But there was some shady stuff that was going on, and the issue there are two issues with it. One, and I. This is something that I've found in so many stories. You look at Enron, Scott and Amundsen in their race to the South Pole. So many corporate criminals that get caught with stuff. When someone gets caught doing something very bad, there were usually many, many, many stupid steps that they took to get there. I don't know what the story of the burglar. He broke into a rich guy's house, stole a $20,000 shotgun, destroyed its value by sawing off the barrel, and then went and robbed a hardware store for $100 in cash. And they couldn't catch him based on the shotgun, but they caught him at the hardware store. You know, it's like he's doing so many stupid things. He didn't quit while he was still ahead. Enron, there was a long series of things that they did that were bad again and again and again and again and again that eventually led to the whole thing pluming. There were so many things. There were so many steps along the way where someone could have decided to try to do the right thing, and they didn't. It just, one after another, after another, after another. And Scott Amundsen, race to the South Pole. Amundsen was from Norway. Scott was British, and they were two different teams, countries, and they were kind of in sort of a race. I don't know if it was formal or not, but both were trying to get to the South Pole before the other. And Amundsen plotted his way carefully. He had a nice, slow, easygoing schedule for his men. He didn't push. He was a servant. When they'd set up camp, he would quick put up a tent and start cooking food. So when everything else was set up, his men already had a meal to eat. Scott would make someone else cook the food for him. You know, Amundsen studied Eskimos and figured out that they move slow so that they don't sweat. Because if you sweat in the Arctic, or in sub-zero temperatures, your sweat freezes. Scott thought that Eskimos were lazy and stupid, albeit Eskimos survive in the snow. You know, it didn't occur to him that maybe surviving proves you know what you're doing, rather than you being British proves whether you know what you're doing. You know, so many things. Scott made so many mistakes. He used horses in the snow. What the heck? Amundsen used dogs. At some point, you need to have sleds with an engine, and so you need fuel. Amundsen carefully tuned the fuel because in cold temperatures, fuel... No, listen to this. Fuel, like gasoline, kerosene, in a can, it slowly evaporates. In the cold, it evaporates really, really fast. Scott didn't care. Amundsen got his containers all tweaked and set just right so that in the cold, they wouldn't evaporate. Listen to this. I'm going somewhere. You need to know this. This is one of the great, in fact, you should probably, if you think what I'm telling you is boring, then I, for sure, you need to go get a book and read a book about what happened with Scott and Amundsen in the race to the South Pole. There's lots of books about it. Amundsen had depots. There was the team that went to the pole, and then there was the sailors and the support group that stayed on the ship. And the support group would go ahead, they'd run ahead, and they'd set up these depots, these deposits of food and supplies all along, every so many miles. Well, Scott wanted the last depot to be 100 miles from shore for his return trip. The captain of Scott's support ship wanted a depot 50 miles away. And Scott said it's not necessary because he wanted valor and glory. We only need 100 miles. And Scott had slowly been running out of supplies because he made so many bad moves and bad decisions. And Scott finally died 25 miles from shore. Had Scott simply listened to his captain in that one decision, it was a big argument, to put a last depot of a supply, a food supply depot, 50 kilometers from shore on his return trip, then he would have survived. But he made so many bad decisions, in the end, he died. And I've seen that in government here in Asia. So many people, they have, I'm done talking about the South Pole, if you were bored with that and need to go get a book accordingly. I've seen a number of very bad, rude decisions. Bad, lazy, not thought through, uncaring, callous. Either callous or lazy or arrogant, thinking that they're better than other people. Not all of it. It's usually one or the other. Sometimes it's just laziness. I've seen many stages of government where people make a series of different types of bad decisions. And all of that led to me being in Taiwan, or not Taiwan, me being in Vietnam, seeing some very shady, possibly illegal, possibly, I'm not going to provide evidence, I'm not claiming that there is evidence, things going on with Taiwan's government. And I would not have seen those things if 11 years ago, Taiwan had stopped my boss from harassing me. If Taiwan had taken actions to protect my rights so that I would already have residence and I wouldn't need to go get it here. If a year ago they had read my letter in my application before voting down on it after changing the subject. Or if they hadn't changed the subject and talked about something else when they voted it down. Or if when I called an office, if the office had responded to me, if for a normal question, there were so many steps along the way. And at the end of all of it, if they had extended to me the same courtesy that they were extending to the Vietnamese people, there were so many steps along the way where I would not have seen the strange, shady stuff going on, but it was a long list of things. Okay, that's one part. That's one part. I saw some very interesting things going on. Now, I don't know if I want to save this for tomorrow, but I think I want to finish on this, and maybe I could expand on it tomorrow if need be. I'm not mad about it. I came out. I got what I went there for. I got the approvals and the papers that I needed. I got it, and they gave it to me, and they were polite. They were good people. They were caring. They listened. They did me only a little bit of injury, not a lot. And I understand the difficult situation Taiwan's in. I understand why certain things were the way they were. Bullies bully people because they're hurt inside. The bully at school that eats other kids' lunch, maybe he doesn't have money for lunch. Now, that doesn't make it okay, but there is an understandable thing going on. That's my point. But being a bully isn't okay, but oftentimes there are reasons why a bully is a bully, and you got to address those. And even bullies can help people sometimes. I mean, look at Spider-Man. Spider-Man's a classic example. Flash Thompson. You know, sometimes Flash does some really great things, but then he's mean to Peter Parker. So, a stop clock's right twice a day, and a bully can actually provide justice to people in some situations. So I don't want to paint anybody as all bad, but I'm over it. I saw these things, and it's what I came here for in Asia. I came to Asia to understand other countries and to understand how life works. And everything I said earlier in this podcast episode today about how a series of bad decisions leads to the final disaster. Someone dies, someone gets caught. You know, many times someone that dies in a car crash, you know, they were driving recklessly, they drive recklessly frequently, they weren't wearing their seatbelt, and they were drinking, and they were talking on their cell phone. And there's like a whole big long list of things. And it just, I saw that in government. It's everywhere. Government needs help. Government needs us to say, be responsible and do a good job. They need us to say that. So I came over here to Asia to understand other people, other countries, and I've done that. I've succeeded. That's good. I got what I went for. That's great. But I had a great, great, great insightful thing. I think I'm going to talk a little bit about offense tomorrow. I mean, or rather not being offended, how to not be offended when people bother you. That's going to be a bit fascinating. See you then.